to charter an accountant and sail the wide accountancy to find, explore the funds offshore and skirt the shoals of bankruptcy. It can be Manly in insurance. We'll up your premiums semi-annually. It's all tax deductible. We're fairly incorruptible. We're sailing on the wide accountancy.
Oh, this is fun, Mr. Cohen. Pitch me another exotic cheroot.
So the intrepid warrior accountants cruised away into the sunset, keeping alive the highest ideals of British courage and dedication. Ideals tested many times before on even fiercer battlefields. The Zulu Wars, 1888.
Morning, Ainsworth.
Morning, Packenham. Sleep well? Not bad. Bit to shreds, though. Must be a hole in the bloody mosquito net.
Yeah, savage little blighters, aren't they?
Excuse me, sir.
Yes, Cedric.
I'm afraid Perkins got rather badly bitten during the night.
Well, so did we.
Yes, but I do think Doctor ought to see him.
I'll go and fetch him then.
Thank you, Arthur.
Suppose I'd better go along. Coming, Pakenham?
Yeah, that's good, sir.
Ah, morning, Perkins.
Morning, sir.
What's all the trouble then?
Bitten, sir, during the night.
Whole leg gone, eh?
Yes.
How's it feel?
Stings a bit.
Well, it would, wouldn't it?
That's quite a bite you've got there, eh?
Yes. A beauty, isn't it?
Any idea how it happened?
None whatsoever. Complete mystery to me. Woke up just now. One sock too many.
Well, we sent for the doctor.
Oh, hardly worth it,
oh,
is it?
Oh, yes. Better safe than sorry.
Ah, hello, Doc.
Morning. I came as fast as I could. Is something up?
Yes, sir. During the night, old Perkins got his leg bitten sort of off.
Been in the wars, have we?
Yes.
Well, let's have a look at this one leg of yours, then, eh? Yes, yes, yes. Well, this is nothing to worry about.
Oh, good.
Yes, there's a lot of it about, probably a virus. Keep warm, plenty of rest, and if you're playing football or anything, try and favour the other leg.
Oh, right-o.
It's right as rain in a couple of days.
Oh, thanks for the reassurance, Doc.
Not at all. That's what I'm here for. Any other problems I can reassure you about?
No, I'm fine.
Jolly good. Well, must be off.
So it'll just grow back again, then, will it?
I think I'd better come clean with you about this. It's not a virus, I'm afraid. You see, a virus is what we doctors call very, very small. So small it could not possibly have made off with a whole leg. What we're looking for here is, I think, and this is no more than educated guess, I'd like to make that clear, is some multicellular life form with stripes, huge, razor-sharp teeth, about 11 foot long, and of the genus Felis horribilis. What we doctors, in fact, call a tiger.
A tiger?
A tiger in Africa?
A tiger in Africa?
Well, it's probably escaped from the zoo.
Doesn't sound very likely to me.
Sir, the attack's over, sir. The Zulus are retreating.
Oh, jolly good.
Quite a lot of casualties there, sir. C division wiped out, yes. Signals gone, 30 yes. Men killed in
yes.
F section.
I see.
I should think about 150 men altogether, sir.
Jolly good.
I've got the final figures, sir, but there's a lot of seriously yes. Wounded in the compound.
Yes, well, the thing is, Sergeant, I've got a bit of a problem here. One of the officers has lost a leg.
Oh, no, sir.
I'm afraid so. Probably a tiger.
In Africa?
The MO says we can stitch it back on if we can find it immediately.
Right, sir. Oh, I'll organise a party right away, sir.
Well, it's hardly the time for that, is it, Sergeant?
A search party.
Oh, much better idea. I'll tell you what. Organise one straight away.
Yes, sir.
All that day and much of the next night, the search party pursued their quest for Perkins' missing leg. Deeper and deeper into the jungle they went, waiting with incredible patience for their servants to cut down the huge trees and savage twisting lianas. They found the legs of many creatures, including a matching pair belonging to a Swiss missionary, and an almost hairless left leg, identifiable only by a faded Victory brand sock suspender. The next morning found them with 15 legs, only one of them British, and none the same colour as Perkins. Worse still, they were entering the darkest, densest part of the whole soundtrack album. Legendary middle of side two. Growing panic gripped them. They began to hallucinate, dreaming in their wildest moments. They were Henry Kissinger's uncle and auntie.
Hi! How are you?
Oh, we're just fine.
What kind of food do you like to eat this evening?
Well, we sort of like pineapple.
Yeah, we love pineapple.
Well, how about the dungeon room?
Oh, that sounds fine.
Sure is. It's real Hawaiian food served in an authentic medieval English dungeon atmosphere.
Good evening. Would you care for something to talk about?
Oh, that would be wonderful.
Our special tonight is minorities.
Oh, that sounds real interesting.
What's this conversation here?
That's football. You can talk about the Steelers-Bears game Saturday, or you could reminisce about really great World Series.
What is this one here?
That's philosophy.
Is that a sport?
No, it's more of an attempt to construct a viable hypothesis to explain the meaning of life.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Would you like to talk about the meaning of life, darling?
Sure.
Philosophy for two?
Right.
Folks, want me to start you off?
Oh, really? We'd appreciate that.
Okay. Yeah. Well, look, have you ever wondered just why you're here?
Well, we went to Miami last year and California the year before that.
No, I mean, why we're here on this planet.
No.
Right. You ever wanted to know what it's all about?
Nope.
Righty-ho. See, throughout history, there have been certain men and women who've tried to find a solution to the mysteries of existence.
Good grief.
And we call these guys philosophers.
Oh.
And that's what we're talking about.
Right!
Oh, that's neat.
Well, you look like you're getting the idea. So why don't I give you these conversation cards? They'll tell you a little about philosophical method, names of famous philosophers. They are. Have a nice conversation.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
Cute.
Yeah, really? Yeah. Understanding.
Oh, I never knew Schopenhauer was a philosopher.
Oh, yeah. He's the one that begins with an S.
Oh.
Like a Nietzsche.
Does Nietzsche begin with an S?
There's an S in Nietzsche.
Oh, wow, yes, there is. Do all philosophers have an S in them?
Yeah, I think most of them do.
Does that mean Selena Jones is a philosopher?
Yeah. Right, she could be. She sings about the meaning of life.
Yeah, that's right. But I don't think she writes her own material.
Oh, maybe Schopenhauer writes her material.
No, Bert Bacharach writes it.
Well, there's no S in Bert Bacharach.
Or in Hal David.
Who's Hal David?
He writes the lyrics. Bert just writes the tunes. Only now, he's married to Carol Bayer Sager.
A waiter. This conversation isn't very good.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. We do have one today that's not on the menu. It's sort of a specialty of the house. Live organ transplants.
Live organ transplants? What's that?
Well, that's, kind of a...